Whatever it is you went off and did, get on back here. We're ready to do this thing. Absolute pleasure to bring the next band to the stage. Don't often get that real good lonesome sound from the 1940s bluegrass style you're going to hear bringing it up here to us. They got a new CD called Back to the Mountains. Came out in 2016. You get it right over here at the merch table. Make sure you go over there and get one. They want me to make sure that you knew this is the first time they played together since they've been out of prison. Not a one of them much over 30, and yet they've got a combined years of sentences of somewhere over 200 years, something along those lines. But they put on their best clothes, and we sure appreciate it. Keeping the roots alive of the music and the fashion. Put your hands together. You're going to have a real good time for the Pole Ramblin' Boys.
Home away. Proud to be here with you at the John Hartford Memorial Fest. This is our first time here, and hopefully it won't be our last. Maybe we'll get to come see y'all a little more often, but we sure are having a good time. We had us a good time up at the cabin last night, had us a jam session, and passed around some jars, if you know what I mean. But anyhow, we're going to play you a little bit of traditional bluegrass. Hopefully y'all enjoy what we do. A little bit different, but I think y'all will enjoy some of the stuff that we do. We're going to lay it right there in your face. So, yeah, hopefully you like that. All right, boys, let's do one. Let's do Back to the Mountains. You want to do that? All right. Track to our newest project. We got it over there at the artist merchandise table. If y'all want to check that out, we've got that on vinyl. We've got it on CD. We've also got a live CD over there if you want to take us home. We've also got some t-shirts. It's got our faces on them, but they're cartoons, so they're better looking than us. So go check them out. Got some ball caps over there if you want a little shade on your eyebrows. Got that stuff over there. So we appreciate y'all hanging out with us here at John Hartford Fest. This fellow over here, now it's in the middle of the day. So we seen all them crazy light shows that was going on last night, and we couldn't do that because it's the middle of the day. So we just put him in a bright shirt and a sparkly tie, and that's our light show for the day. Yeah, yeah. He's like a disco ball, all the way from the state of Kentucky, if you would make him welcome. A quarter ton of fun, Mr. Josh Wrinkle right there. Give him a hand.
There you go. Clean him on there, Jackie. Thank you.
That's the way it's turned out to be. I'll make this highway my home. Don't leave me, just wait and see. I'm leaving this town of honor. It just these fools on my back. I'm tired of this cold kiss. I'm leaving, I ain't never coming back.
A song he wrote. Mighty fine, Judge. Mighty fine.
Thank you, sir.
Looking mighty pretty today, too.
That's right.
I like that good pink shirt on you.
Pink.
Yeah, it's pink, yeah. Anyhow. Now, this fellow back here on the banjo, he also comes from the great state of Kentucky. Fourth generation banjo player, and he's been on this stage many, many, many times with all kinds of folks, including James King and his daddy, Mr. Tommy Brown. Tommy Brown in the County Line Grass. So, he's a good one for sure. He can sing any part, and he can sing lead real pretty, like you just heard a little bit ago, and he can drive the heck out of the five. So if you would make him welcome, we call him PB, PB Brown. If you would make him welcome, Jeremy Brown back there on the banjo.
Yeah. How are you there?
Singing a song that the great Carter Stanley wrote, and that's on our project Back to the Mountains over there at the table. And like I said, you can get that on vinyl. We've got all kinds of limited edition vinyl. And when we run out of that limited edition, we'll just go to the truck and get some more limited edition copies for you, all right?
You.
This fellow over here on the bass, he comes to you all the way from the great bluegrass state of North Dakota.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right, yep, him and Lawrence Welk are like this. They grew up together. And he used to blow bubbles on the Lawrence Welk show and does a fine job over here on the bass. We're saving up to get him a new bass. This one here, he's done wore all the finish off it, but still doing all right, I guess. If you would make him welcome, we call him Lightning, Jasper Lorentzen right there.
So much, I really appreciate that. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you a little bit about this fella right here on the mandolin. Folks, he comes all the way from the great state of Missouri, the great state of Missouri. Yep, and I tell you what, folks, he's a fine fella in a way, if you like a fella in a way. He's playing a fine McClanahan mandolin right now. Would y'all make welcome CJ Lewandowski right there? We call him Chester.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna do this song. How many Missouri folks are out there? St. Louis folks? There's a few of you. A good deal.
I'm sorry.
Well, I grew up around Missouri, or around St. Louis, actually, Jefferson County. And this is a song I learned from one of them old guys. Here's one called Longing for the Ozarks.
Shines bright in the morning. I'll be headed for the Ozarks.
There for you, all you Missouri folks. I got a string stuck to my boot.
There you go.
There we go. All right. Well, we've got time for about two more. Have y'all had a good time with us today? Well, good deal. Maybe you can come. Maybe we can come back and see y'all sometime at John Hartford Memorial Fest. And well, next week we're going to be over here for the big Bill Monroe Memorial Bluegrass Festival. So y'all make plans for that, because it's just as good a time, and we're going to have 8 days of bluegrass here. So be sure to check that out and come on by. We see you every year. So we're going to have us a good time at the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival. Pretty cool to be at the John Hartford Festival. I remember listening to John Hartford when he was, I don't know if y'all remember this, but John started playing bluegrass in 1949, and that's how he got his start playing music. He was an original member of the Ozark Mountain Trio, Don Brown, Norman Ford, and John Hartford. That was before he put a T in his name, so he's just John Hartford then. But anyhow, I got all that old stuff, and I really enjoyed it. That was my first introduction to John Hartford music. Great stuff. Let's see here, boys. Let's do something. What y'all feel like? What's on your heart?
Oh, Lord. Every night there's a fire under that.
Oh, yeah, do that one, Jeff. Sing that good love song for him. Appreciate y'all having us at the John Hartford Fest. This fellow over here, Josh Wrinkle on the guitar. Jeremy Brown back here on the banjo. Jasper Lorenzen back here on the bass, and myself. CJ, we're the poor rambling boys, and we'll see y'all down the road. Goodbye, little darling. I'm a leaving. Treat me so cold, you're turning your
Oh, my goodness. Give it up for the Poe Ramblin' Boys.